Ed Orschel, also a longtime biking and skiing enthusiast and resident of Park City, was the first to find her. He says he knew who she was as soon as he came upon the accident. He called 911, gave instructions to emergency responders, and helped them identify the easiest and quickest access to the area.
Called 911 right away because I couldn't get a pulse. I didn't hear any breathing. And, you know, they didn't know whether or not. Then there, two of the riders rode up while I was there, probably 3 minutes after, 4 minutes after. You know, so we were able to at least say, what should we do? You know, should we move her? Is there a chance that we, you know, if she's had a heart attack, could we revive her? And then we were looking at her neck going, yeah, but then she's paralyzed. It's, you know, at the very worst.
Orschel says the EMS personnel ran up from the rail trail and across Prospector, but then evacuated her body to an ambulance that had driven in from the Solomir neighborhood. She was pronounced dead at the trail location. Schwant was riding alone and wearing a helmet. She has been transported to the Salt Lake Medical Examiner's Office in Salt Lake City, where they will determine the cause of death. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.